I don't know. I've never used that.
Oh, sorry. I'm getting a bunch of notifications right now.
I love that you just do it into the microphone instead of being like, Young Chomsky, can you add this sound in post?
No, hold on.
You never
My shit's blowing
think
up
about
right
post.
Now. Post? I shouldn't have posted. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Wait. Jokes aside, didn't you do a Grindr thing for
I wonder if my Grindr's still active. Yeah. No, I think it's not gay guy. Let me see if Grindr. I do not have Grindr. I will see if I can re-download it right now. It was straight guy. I think it was like not.
And it was you in old face, right?
I was old face so that people wouldn't be horny for me.
Well, that's not a guarantee.
Okay, Grindr, open.
Distinguished old face man.
Oh, I wonder if, I don't know if I can do, I'm not logged in anymore. But it was like, I kept down Grindr on my phone for a really long time. I first downloaded it. Ladies and gentlemen, just to be clear,
really,
I first downloaded
gentlemen.
It to catch a illegal political ad here in San Francisco several years ago.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, and it sounds like a lie, but I really did download that for
that
I'm
reason.
Signing
yeah.
in right now.
What was the ad again?
I think it was an anti-Dean Preston. It was like a Valley Brown ad or something like that.
Man, that's low. Advertising on Grindr.
Oh, I have to re-sign up, so I guess I don't have Grindr anymore. Oh. But I put it as not gay guy or straight guy or whatever, and I put the old face, and I wrote in the bio, not here for gay sex.
Got messages.
I got so many messages.
But that is because you were a very distinguished old face man.
And I think it's the fact that I think I brought a little something to the gay shit that they hadn't rocked with before.
Yeah.
I think I brought like
But I've been saying that about you for a long time.
Oh, believe me, hunty.
Yes.
That has been said in many a boots the house down type conversation.
It's true. You are extraordinarily gay.
Yes, in the classical sense. Gentlemen and gentlemen, my name is Brace Belden.
Hello, Brace. I'm Liz. We are, of course, as always, joined by producer Young Chomsky, and this is
Truanon.
Hello.
We're here.
No one get mad at me for the intro. It was just jokes. We're all just jokins.
Women are gay guys. It's okay. But are they? This episode.
No.
No, this episode is a little different. We are joking around a lot right now, but this episode is going to be a little different.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've given in previous episodes, I usually do this for you because I feel like it's emasculating for me to do it.
Mm.
Kind of like a trigger warning, kind of like, or like a, not a trigger warning.
You know, we really don't usually do it.
We don't usually do it. We have.
Maybe sometimes we will mention that the forthcoming interview or the topic or whatever is going to cover some things that some people might. I mean, I don't know. I guess that's called a trigger. But yeah. It's not usually. It takes a lot for us to kind of like put that out there because we believe and know that our listeners are educated and, like I always like to say, generous with the information they take in and kind of, you know, come to the podcast with, I think, open ears, open minds. And that's kind of where, I don't know, that's something I value about our listeners. I don't know if that makes sense.
I mean, we've said this before. It's like, listen, we cover, oftentimes we talk to people we agree with. Sometimes we talk to people we disagree with. Sometimes we talk to people we don't know if we disagree or agree with them or whatever before we start talking to them. It's not like we're just interviewing always people that agree with us 100%. And I think people are pretty generous with us in that regard. Sometimes I think it bears repeating that, like, this is not just like, we're not trying to do like an ideological sort of like worm or black hole here where like everything gets sucked into one thing or whatever.
Well, what's the thing you always say? It's not a left podcast, it's a podcast.
It's just a podcast, yeah. And I think that, like, we also, it's a joke podcast. I wouldn't call this like a comedy podcast. We joke around, but we do cover or try to cover serious stuff and try to get serious on occasion. And I know one thing that we always say is like, we're not journalists.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of that is like, we're not subject to journalistic, whatever, ethics,
norms
or that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank God.
But I do think that like, sometimes we have made mistakes and like gone and maybe too one sided on an issue or like haven't presented enough about some stuff in the past. And like, I do think that one thing that makes us good is that we're good at being like upfront with people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, talking directly
to people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think people really value that. I mean, I joke around about, I don't think we consider ourselves journalists. We don't, I don't consider myself. I know it's not something how we like approach the podcast, but that being said, like you said, we have been doing this now for almost 5 years. And I think in the course of that, we've definitely, I mean, you want to kind of take what you do seriously.
Yeah.
And, we've been just, again, to be really transparent with our listeners, this is kind of a conversation that we've been having internally.
Yeah.
Specifically, like, even more so or more pointedly over the past 6 months.
Yeah.
6 or so months. And, looking back, I think that we are very like proud of a lot of the episodes that we've done.
Yeah.
Since October 7th.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that like, if you just allow me to interrupt real quick, I think that, I don't know, it's weird because like we didn't it's like a platform comes with like certain responsibilities and like we kind of have a large platform now and like it's easy to forget that because it's like us in a room and like, kind of joking around or whatever. And like, you'd say things that maybe you wouldn't say like to a large group of people or like if everyone listening, I don't know, was like in front of me. I don't know if I would say everything that I say on the show. And some things like are personal, but it's like I don't know. Just for me, it's like Jewish stuff for me. It's like a funny thing. You joke around about it, but then like, I don't know. It is serious too. And like, I think that, I don't know. I just think that like maybe that I just don't ever want to like mislead people or tell people something that I don't think is true, if that makes sense.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I think we got a lot of really interesting feedback. Over the past couple months, and we were invited to listen to some people speak and from some really interesting groups that I actually wasn't really familiar with. Like young left Israeli voices, peace activists, I think they would call themselves. Mm-hmm. For me, like I, as a non-Jewish person, I want to be able to come to this very like openly. I don't want to like overstep.
Yeah, yeah.
In my, understanding of things. And so hearing from some of these people was a really eye-opening experience.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what a lot of people miss in this. And I think there's like a flattening that people do where it's like one side good, one side bad. That's just like how it is. And I understand like there's this kind of caricature of like, like John Fetterman or some shit like that, where it's like the, if you're pro Israel at all, like you're this fucking like ogre, fucking mentally insane, brain damaged guy who should be locked in an asylum or put down like a dog kind of fucking thing.
Yeah.
And like, that's just not the case. Like I've been involved in politics for a long time. And like, there's people on sides of like almost every issue that whether they're right or wrong, believe in what they're saying and believe that to be good. And
well,
like,
I don't even think it's the case of being pro or anti, right?
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
really just those voices also deserve to be heard.
Yeah.
And, to bring it back around, like, I think that we just haven't done the best job in listening to those. And so I think that like looking at what we're doing today is, maybe it's time now for us and for our listeners to maybe hear from some of them.
Yeah. And so this is part of a limited series we're going to be doing, talking just honestly and openly. I'm like nervous. Talking honestly and openly with, Israelis about what they want, their motives for peace, you know, reactions to October 7th and to this sort of isolation that this the only Jewish state is undergoing from the rest of the world. And I think, like, I just, again, like, keep an open mind, but, like, I think part of, Mao said, no investigation, no right to speak, right? And I think part of this is, like, we've been doing a lot of investigation and a lot of talking, and we've been shown, you know, a lot of documents and videos and stuff like that, and just, like, spoken to a lot of people who are not exactly as they're portrayed. And so here's the first part of hopefully what's going to be kind of a multi-part series, showcasing you on, you know, letting the Israelis speak for themselves.
Yon 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 y Yeah. No. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? That was facts.
And that's what Israelis sound like to me.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I don't know if I should say that.
Well, you did. And honestly, if you're listening at this point, what is wrong with you, my brother?
Yeah, you went through a lot to get here.
You went through
and that's why I'm going to tell you this. Free Palestine.
Free Palestine. Well, you know, that's not what you said during that interview, but, you know, it takes all kinds. Maybe a dog
what
will
fucking
really
interview
like that.
Are you talking about?
We didn't do any interview. April Fools, cocksuckers. My name.
You would say that.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay.
That's a callback.
Mm-hmm.
To the beginning of the
sucking them little funky little penises. My name is Brace, the number one gay pussy eater in America.
You haven't done that one in a while.
The gay pussy eater? I feel like I've retired a lot of my characters. And I think I need to go through a rebirth.
Yeah. I feel like I still don't fully understand who he is.
The gay pussy eater?
Yeah.
That is, so they're all like
does
fractured
parts of my.
Does he have
like a Kangol?
My,
is he
yeah,
a Kangol
yeah.
guy?
Yeah, so you know the Kangol that, I don't
that
know,
you wear.
Did we talk about this in
last
the interview?
Night?
No, oh, that was last night at dinner.
Yeah, when I was
yes.
telling everyone that you leaned into wearing the Kangol that
first
was
all,
given to you as a joke.
You, was that given to you as a joke? It was given to me by my father. It was not a joke. He
but
said
you
it to
took
me.
It as a little bit of a joke.
I didn't take it seriously, and I did wear it at two Young Chomsky's house on Halloween as part of my white shaft
no,
costume.
No, but you also put it on for me before then, and you
I
were like,
I put it on
look
for lots of women. I put on the Kangol for
oh,
a
so
lot of women.
So it means nothing. I mean nothing to you.
You don't mean nothing to me. The Kangol means nothing to me. You mean everything to me, baby. Please, come on. Don't you please. Talking to women that fucking tone of voice is so goaded.
Wait, that needs another character name.
Oh, please. Please.
Because that's a side of
come
your,
on.
That is a side of your personality.
Fucking come on. I don't do please to women. I don't do please to women.
I feel like that character's name is Sean.
You know, that's a Sean. No, you know what I don't say to women? I don't say please. Check this out what I say. Thank you. I say thank you to women.
That's right.
I say it's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
Wait, let me get my mouth wetter. Let me get my mouth wetter. It's been a
This is a little Easter egg because a lot of people were like, I'm not going to listen to Israeli voices through that whole thing because
fuck it you.
Sounds insane and it's giving me a headache. And it's like, wow, that's anti-Semitic, first of all. Second of all, then you're not going to get these little juicy bits.
One of the funniest things when like people get mad at me and like try to do stuff mean to me online is when they post that picture of me when I was like 17 playing at Gilman. And we had an Israeli flag up behind our band.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever addressed this?
What do you mean addressed it? We stole it.
You know what's so funny to me is people being like, look, see, you can see he's a Zionist rock band.
I'm also wearing a shirt that says, I'm wearing a sleeveless shirt that says sex instructor first lesson free.
It's the craziest thing to me. I don't want to be mean.
Activist.
But there's some insanely stupid people yes. online well, who literally like I don't know if they're being cynical or if they're like genuinely they're very just, very stupid but
all.
You see this photo and you're like proof
that he's a Zionist.
Yes, well, it's like j'accuse.
The other funny one is people will post that one or the one of me and Dasha and although motherfucker you know I could ruin your life in an instant putting up the SS flag, which
wait,
it's
everyone
okay.
Everyone knows who that is that you
no,
bleeped.
No, no, no. People don't know who it is
oh,
that I bleeped.
Do.
Well, it's you might know who he, but he is anonymous.
He might be a she.
No, he's, yeah, he does have long hair in that. Yeah. people post that as like proof I'm a Nazi or something.
Right.
First of all, it's okay for me to have it. I'm Jewish. Second of all, I bought that from
that's a great voice, too.
I'm Jewish. That's another facet of my personality. And second of all, I bought that flag, weirdly enough, at there used to be what we called the Gay Skull Shop on 16th and Valencia. And it was a shop that was
wait,
like.
Wait, which one?
It's you would not even, it, you wouldn't even really think about it because from the outside.
On 16th or on Valencia?
On 16th. And it looked like kind of a leather shop.
Which side?
On the, if you're walking down 16th to the, like this from Guerrero or whatever, yeah. On the left.
Okay. But next to?
Kind of like across from, I think it was like from, not the Roxy, so I guess it's a block, maybe it's on 16th Guerrero. And so it's like next to some other, it's there, it's not there anymore. It hasn't been there for years. Okay. In fact, it was closing when I went there about 18 years ago. And I was like, oh, it's like having this blowout sale. So me and a friend of mine from Africa and we walked in there and we were like, oh, look at this. It's all, it was like
character.
He was.
Okay. Turn that Kangol hat back around.
Pakistani guy from Africa. But from there, we were walking around in there and looking at stuff. And there was it was all skulls. It was like a BDSM kind of like bear shop.
Mm.
But they had flags. And it was like pride flags, whatever. And then there was a giant SS flag. And it was $6. And so we bought it. I think we went three.
Did you ask why they had it?
No, I'm not going to interrogate the guy. You know, he's getting rid of it. He's selling it. And I bought it.
I know, but I want to know like how he procured it.
No idea. I think it's because it had a fucking skull on it. I'm not joking. Because it wasn't a straight SS flag. It had like the Totenkopf or something on it too.
That's so funny.
And so we bought it, and then
guy who's just into skulls, but accidentally built like a massive Nazi paraphernalia collection.
And they famously love skulls, and we bought it, and then a year and a half later, I think, when we were making like a fake punk record cover, we were like, what a fake punk. Stuff have and fake punk is a subgenre of punk that was like in the 1970s that was like major record companies were basically doing caricatures of punk bands.
Yeah.
And so
it was like the punk monkeys
the punkies. And so we were trying to do that, and so I spray painted an X over a picture of Frida Kahlo that I found. I got a picture of David Bowie and Lou Reed kissing, what looked like they were kissing.
Sure.
Put a bunch of whippets and dusters on the ground, a bunch of other like trash and punk flyers up, and then we put up the SS flag, and now there's
photo. And then they were like snap.
I know. And it's like, come on, brother. I'm not a Nazi.
Okay.
I'm not a
Nazi.
Nazi
say what?
I'm not a Nazi. I'm not a Nazi. I'm a C. Like, yeah, I'm a C of that.
Mm.
But I'm not a Nazi.
I don't think you're a Nazi.
I'm not a Nazi. How do I want to awful Nazi I'd be.
Yeah, you'd be the world's worst Nazi. That's another character. The world's worst Nazi.
Never on time. Never on time. Always complaining, do not want to join the army.
And loves Jewish people.
Loves Jewish people.
The world's worst Nazi.
I'd be a horrible Nazi. And besides that, I'm scared of them.
Mm.
But with that being said,
I don't know. This was nice.
This was nice. We've been listeners. We've been recording a bunch of interviews that aren't out yet.
All with Israeli voices.
Real interviews.
With Israelis.
With Israelis. No. I was like, that would be cool if we, but you can't, I don't know. I guess people go through Jordan. So I'm like, if you wanted to interview like settlers, like the insane people, do you have to fly into Jerusalem or Tel Aviv?
Yeah, I think you do.
But I think you could fly.
You can still fly into Tel Aviv. You're fine.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, we were about to. Yeah. Well, things got on the campuses got crazy. I was thinking of doing it. I don't know if we could. Genuinely, I don't think they would because if you endorse BDS or any of that stuff, yeah. You're not supposed to be. But I'm like, how?
But also, with I don't know the stamps on your passport. Like, you might not.
True, Iraqi stamps.
Yeah, might just be turned away at the border.
Yeah. Also, the fact that I would bring my SS flag. But I'd bring my...
You know, I don't think they have a...
I don't think they would have a... No, because there's all these... Did you see that photo? Moss Robeson dug it up.
Damn, I'm seeing some shit.
With the swastika.
I'm getting like, a little raw here. Like, I did see that.
And it's like... Well, Israel did have the neo-Nazi gangs in the 90s from like the imported Eastern Bloc people, but which is so funny. But I don't know.
Things are a little funky over there.
Things are a little funky over there. Maybe I get Sacha Baron Cohen to sponsor my...
And you could put your finger up.
Hit my ass. I would put my... Here's the thing. Rebel Wilson, I understand you don't want to put your finger up his ass. Absolutely, he was sexually harassing you.
Yes.
Me, I'd put my whole fist up Sacha Baron Cohen's ass if given the chance.
Clip that.
I would go as far as possible. I'm going to the elbow on Sasha. First of all, he's tall, so there's room. Second of all, I'm going in there.
You know how bodies work.
I'm squatting down like this. Now
please
we have...
don't do this.
I'm squatting down like this. And I'm doing the Thai style on if you've ever walked past an Asian restaurant and seen the guys,
yeah, you're real. Outside, you're doing a little squat.
I'm doing the squat. I'm so good at this, by the way. And I would have Sacha Baron Cohen stand up, or maybe he would just be walking above me, and I would go, whoa, and I would,
yeah, Gangnam style.
I would, and I think that if I did it quick enough and it was limber enough, yeah. I could get my legs inside his legs and my arms inside his arms.
Oh, okay, you could like Weekend at Bernie's him.
Weekend, well, but from the inside.
Yeah.
And I could wear him. Yeah, like a Gundam. Yeah, I'd wear him like a Gundam, and I'd walk around. And
you'd make him say shit like, death to Israel.
Death to Israel.
And really confuse his handlers.
And I would look at his DMs and see that he DMs young comics and tries to get them to say pro-Israel stuff. Just kidding. Not. But this is going to be on my grind. And then I get a motherfucking grinder. And then I get some real motherfucking matches. Bing, bing. Dude,
stop
having
doing
the portable mic.
I'm
is
literally
making...
sitting on the ground in like close to like just I'm hugging my knees.
This is so hungry.
And
too.
Braces hovering over me, going ding ding, and pointing at his crotch.
Ding 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 ding. Fuck, my gun's in the other room too.
Oh my god, I'm so hungry.
Okay, let's end this. My name is.
I think I said stuff I shouldn't say.
My name is Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, I'm Liz.
The Baroness. Joined, of course, as always, by...
producer Young Jomsky.
And the podcast. We should always record these portable mics. My podcast
I like
is
these.
Called...
The clown knows.
Podcast is called...
It's called Trunon. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey.